Welcome to Piaggio conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Piaggio conference call. I'm Simone Montanari, and today we would like to share with you some important news approved by this afternoon by our board of directors. Our conference call will be divided into two separate panels. The first one will be hosted by our group's finance general manager, who will review the consolidated financial results for the full year 2008. Then we will have an update from our chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following his presentation, we will be available for a Q&A session. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera, our general manager for operation, is attending the conference. I remind you also that you can find the presentation slide in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. And now I hand over to Mr. Palottini.
Good evening and good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. We can start from the first two slides of our presentation that you can find on our website. The slides that show the Piaggio Group 2008 financial statement. Our consolidated P&L at the end of 2008 shows a total level of revenues of 1,570.1 million euros, with a 7.2% decrease over last year. The difference in the exchange rate accounted for about 38.4 million, so that the change in revenues would have been 5.1% at the same rate. The gross margin was 189.1 million euros, was 468.8 million euros, 5.9% less than last year, with a significant increase in terms of percentage to net sales, which raised from 29.5% in 2007 to 29.9% in 2008. The EBITDA was 189.1 million euros, 16.4% less than last year, with an EBITDA margin of 12% versus 13.4% in 2008. The EBIT margin was 6% versus 8.1% of previous year, accounting for a total level of 94.5 million euros, while the income before tax was 59.6 million, about 42% less than last year. As we mentioned during our last conference call, the 2008 tax rate benefited from Moto Guzzi company's losses carried forward and accounted for 27% on earning before tax in 2008 versus 42% in 2007. So consequently, the net income was 43.3 million, that means 2.8% on net sales, 16.7 million less than 2007, when it counted for 3.5% of net sales. The debt level was 359.7 million, that means 90 million higher over December last year, after having paid 64.2 million warrant by cash rather than by shares, after the buyback of shares for 26.1 million in the past rolling 12 months, and after 23.5 million dividends payment. Without these three components, the debt level would have been 24 million lower than year-end 2007. I informed that the board of the company resolved to submit to shareholders a resolution, a dividend distribution at 6 cents per share, including the amount pertaining to own shares. If we move to the next slide, we can appreciate the net sales trend, starting from the sales trend by geographic area. European sales were affected by the decrease in the two-wheel market that registered in the year of weight a 5.7% reduction cumulatively for scooter and motorcycles. The scooter segment reduction in particular was 2.4%, while the motorcycle segment decreased in 08 by 10.4%. So the total level of group European sales was 1,167.1 million euros with a 10.8% decrease over last year. Compared to last year's results, the major differences were in Spain, minus 36%, and UK, minus 20%, having on the opposite side some positive performances like Germany, for example, and Benelux. The extra-European sales accounted for 403 million euros, with a total increase by almost 5%, and with a contribution to total sales that grew from the 22.7% in the previous year up to 25.7% in 2008. More in detail, looking at the different regions, Indian sales were 244 million euros, so with a 6 million increase, that means 2.5% more over last year. And considering also that without changing the exchange rate, such increase would have been plus 15%, that is 31 million more. We reached the sales increase despite the overall Indian market, which had a decrease in 2008 of approximately 6%, concentrated on the three-wheel segment, which accounted for minus 8.6%, while the four-wheel segment maintained a positive trend, that means plus 1%. The American sales were 95 million euros with an almost 20% increase, that means 15.7 million more. Also in this case, the exchange rate is considered, because without that, the change would have been significantly higher, that means 6 million euros more, so that means plus 27% more than 07. The Asia-Pacific sales, after a positive first half, showed a slowdown in the second half of 08 due to the deteriorating macroeconomic scenario of that area. The market decrease accounted for about 12%, with some particularly bad performances such as Thailand and Japan. As a result, the Piaggio Group sales were down to 45.6 million euros, that means minus 12.4%. The following slide shows the net sales in terms of business segments and brands. The scooter sales were about 795 million with a 6.9% decrease compared to 07 with a contribution to total revenue of 50.6%, which was stable compared to previous year. And the global average price at the group consolidated level had an increase by 4% compared to previous year. The motorcycle sales were about 210 million euros, lower by almost 17% on previous year, decrease mainly coming from Moto Guzzi brand, which was a minus 26%. The light commercial vehicles revenues, considered cumulatively, that's including both European and Indian sales, reached 350.3 million euros with a 2.9% increase, with a contribution to total sales that grew from 20.3% up to 22.5%. Going into details, the European commercial vehicles registered a 3.9% increase, despite a market that decreased by 10%, while the Indian sales increased by 2.3% compared to 07, including the exchange rate impact that we mentioned before. The spare parts sales were 190.3 million euros. That means about 6 million less than 07, with a growth in terms of impact over total sales from 11.6% up to 12.1%. Other revenues were 21.2 million with a 23.8 million decrease, mainly due to the decreased volumes of BMW contract. In terms of brands, Piaggio sales registered a 5.2% lower level over the previous year, while Piaggio commercial vehicle sales increased by 2.4%. Aprilia sales, excluding the above BMW contract reduction, were 18% lower than 07, while Gucci sales had a 17 million decrease, out of which 15 million coming from the first half. The next slide shows the trend of sales in terms of volumes. The overall units sold were 648,600, decreasing by 8.5% compared to 07. The scooter units sold decreased to 405,700. That means minus 10.5%. In terms of displacement, the 50cc scooters accounted for 45.4% at the same level of previous year. Motorcycles units sold were 62,600. That means 10,400 less than previous year. That means 14% less. Such a decrease was mainly coming from Derby motorcycles, which accounted for 5,000 units less. Aprilia had 3,200 units less, and Gucci 2,200 units. The light commercial vehicles had a 2.4% increase, up to about 178,000 units. That means 4,200 units more over last year. Indian sales grew by 3%, up to almost 159,000 units. That means 4,500 units more than previous year, while European sales were almost stable, just about 300 units less than 07. Going on to the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution. The EBITDA was 189.1 million euros, 37 million less than previous year. Such a decrease, 37 million, includes a reduction for the gross margin by 29.5 million in absolute terms. I remind you that the industrial profitability increased from 29.5 to 29.9, and the main components of such 37 million decrease were the following: about 36 million coming from the lower level of sales, so a matter of volumes of sales. Another negative impact came from the different exchange rate, which accounted for about 11 million. And then we had a 13 million positive impact from the increased level of low-cost country sourcing, and another 4 million positive impact coming from the reduction of production costs, including raw materials, energy, and labor. In particular, the low-cost country supplies accounted for 19.1% of our total supplying, with a 2.3% increase over last year, excluding Indian operation and vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture, that accounted for a total value of about 70 million euros, corresponding to 64,000 vehicles and 78,000 engines delivered. The operating expenses were 12.5 million higher than last year, but it must be considered that they include a 6.3 million increase in R&D amortization and an 8 million increase for severance pay adjustment, the Italian so-called TFR, according to the IFRS principles, so that the cash OPEX, not considering such non-monetary components, were 1.8 million euros lower than 07. The next slide shows the net income evolution. The net income in the 08 resulted 43.3 million, accounting for 2.8% on total sales, with a total reduction of 16.7 million from 08-07. The reduction came from the EBIT reduction, 42.1 million, that includes the EBITDA change plus a 5 million net increase in amortization, entirely due to the R&D projects. Then the change in financial expenses that were 1.8 million higher than 07, accounting for 2.2% of the total sales. This total amount includes the increase coming from the higher average interest rates and higher average net debt in '08, partially offset by other efficiencies. At the tax level, it is useful to repeat what we told in the last conference call, that the actual '08 tax rate, which at the end was 27.3%, substantially lower than 42% of the last year, comes from the one-off benefit due to the forecasted accrual as per the IFRS guidelines of the tax asset mostly relevant motor goods tax losses carried forward, which will be available against future profits considering the above-mentioned integration of the company into Piaggio. As a result, the tax impact was 27.2 million lower than previous year. It is worth to be mentioned that the aforesaid asset will be reversed in the future years, when the losses will be offset, so determining a higher tax rate in the next years. The next slide shows the balance sheet evolution. At the balance sheet level, we can see a slight increase in the net invested capital from 741.2 million euros up to 757.9 million in 08. With a debt-to-equity ratio that increased from 57% of last year up to 90% in 08, mainly due to the payment of warrants to banks by cash rather than by share, as we spoke before, and to the current year buyback. Without these non-recurring items, the debt-to-equity ratio would have been 55.1%. In order to better understand the financial evolution, we can go forward to the next slide. The total cash absorption in 08 was about 90 million, with a final net financial position to 359.7 million at the end of 08. The main components of the total of the global cash flow are the following. Firstly, the operating cash flow coming from the P&L that we analyzed before, that generated 130 million. That means 9% lower than previous year. Secondly, the working capital that decreased by 3.3 million. And in particular, the trade receivables decreased by 31 million euro. The inventories, on the opposite, increased by 32.5 million, that means a 14% increase in stock turnover. That was entirely due to the relevant market slowdown faced in the last part of the year. Then the payables that were higher by 12 million versus previous year, and finally, other net current assets that increased from about 3 million up to 10 million, mainly due to the net VAT receivables. Then the other important component for the cash flow was related to the capital expenditure that was 102.9 million. That means about 11 million more than the previous year. and includes the spending for the new plant in Vietnam and the diesel engine project in India. Compared to 2007, the additional spending for these two strategic projects accounted for 15 million euros more. And finally, we had the warrant cash payment for 64.2 million, the shares buyback for 26.1 million, and the dividend payment for 23.5 million that significantly contributed to the above mentioned 90 million global cash outflow. Without the non-recurrent items that are the warrant and the buyback, the 08 total cash flow would have been neutral. That is, total cash in equal to total cash out. So we have finished our presentation. Thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you. Now I hand over to me.
Good evening to everyone. I think that after the deeply presentation of the CFO about the 2008 results, I think it's very important to explain to you what is our main strategy and what is the goal that we want to reach on 2009 in this very problematic market. I think that we have already confirm some of good of a positive results, some other that we are already on the way to manage in order to correct the flow of the results and the flow of the consequence of this market situation. What we want is to concentrate our operation on the cost control, on the cost reduction and the reorganization of the sales sector of Europe and Italy, and to confirm our strategy regarding Asia investments and the U.S. Investments. What we want to do in very synthetic way is to follow after our main organization that give to us five big areas on the worldwide point of view, is that one is in terms of Europe and Italy. The other one is Asia, with the two main areas is India and the Southeast and Far East area, then US area. And in this three big area, we have to divide, as you know, two-wheelers and 3-4-wheelers. We see very positive results on the first 2 months in India, and from February we begin to be back to our original three-year plan, and we are in line with that budget on sales for three-wheeler and particularly in four-wheeler products. On Vietnam, we are just on the way to beginning the production and to beginning to, through our new sales organization distribution on the all that Southeast Asia plus Austria, plus Australia, to beginning to sell products produced in Vietnam. We expected a good result in this market due to our quality, due to our price that is very competitive on the products on the Vespa point of view, that is a very welcome product for that area. For what means United States, we have registered in the first 2 months a very unexpected grow up on sales, and we hope that this will be confirmed for the rest of the year. Coming to Europe, in Europe we have two big differences. One is the 3- and 4-wheeler, and means the area of the light commercial vehicle. The other one is in the scooter area, and the other one again is in the motorcycle area. In Europe, we have, on the first 2 months, registered a very dramatic result in Spain, very low results in Italy, very good results in Germany, in Benelux, in France, in Greece, and the whole area of the importer. This for what regarding scooters and the motorcycle. In particular, we can say that we don't have, we grow up on the market share of motorcycle side. We maintain the market share from the scooter side. We have a grow up on this, on the market share on the light commercial vehicle. If this trend is confirmed and follow the same trend of 2008, where we have registered an increase on the previous year of 12%. So we think that we need to proceed in some of the reorganization of our production infrastructure. We have to control our cost of material. We have to control our OPEX, and we have to control all the investments regarding all the expenses regarding the investments. In terms of material, we have registered in the first 2 months very significant increase of profit on cost sales, the first profit on cost sales, due to the reduction in material that we have already achieved, and an increase on the productivity level. We also registered we have concentrated our focus on the financial situation, where we keep the control, the material, the stock of the finished products, the stock of material, and we control also the payment term of our customer. We have already put in place some cash integration in order to be able to keep our financial situation in line with our budget. We keep under the control a bigger control on our value analysis products in order to have a cost reduction. We have in line with the launch of the new products, especially on the big motorcycle, the superbike motorcycle, RS V4, and we hope that the next Sunday we can obtain the first results of our of what we have done in the past in the year before on the superbike race in Australia. We see that the market appreciates very much this kind of products, appreciates very much the styling and the line and the technology of that. After that, we will launch a new scooter hybrid, the first one in the worldwide, where we have the possible where this two thermic engine, two engines, one is thermal and one is electric, and is the first one that this hybrid technology allowed to the motorcycle to go only in the electricity power, all electricity, and the thermic combined engine. After that, we launch a new Vespa and the new other scooter products as Canopy and the new Liberty model. But, and this can complete, it can be in line with our program, with our launch of new products. What we have done now in terms of sales organization for the two-wheeler, we have a very severe plan on all Europe and Italy, where we are beginning at the end of last year, and we have concentrated all the trade name under the same organization. We have a new manager on marketing and sales. We have a new structure in distribution and logistics. We have done a new reorganization of our post-sales service to the customer. We have introduced a new service on customer satisfaction index control. We have introduced a management control system and a management cost system. All this is put together in order to achieve a significant cost reduction and increase the better quality service to our customers. The first result is very positive and give to us the confidence to be able to achieve our target during this year and to increase our market share on motorcycle part, side, and also to confirm our market share to the scooter side. In terms of three, in terms of four-wheelers, so in terms of light commercial vehicle, we will launch a new Porter in April. We have already the confirm from the market that this is very welcome, and we have a high expectation on sales of this kind of products. This kind of products has completely changed to the previous ones. We have introduced some very important components as power steering and self and some of the other deeply reorganization of all the powertrain. We also launched electrical and the gas system, and this has already big results in the market, especially from an electrical point of view, where the bonus that is put in place for the government is very favorable to this type of product. So we are very confident that even the market problems on the two-wheeler in Italy and Spain particularly, we are able to be able to achieve our results in terms of a net result and in terms of the of financial balance and the cash flow. We expected to, we are in line with the new plant in India where we produce this the new engine diesel 1,200, and we expected to go into production for this kind of engine at the beginning, at the end of 2009, beginning of 2010, and this give a big improve to the Porter, to the new Porter, and the future to the new vehicle, to the light commercial vehicle. But again, the electrical products, the hybrid products on the scooter, the gas products on the three and the four wheeler in developed in India and in Europe, sure to us to have a very good position in this kind of market. So I think already is 2 months is already gone. The market in these 2 months was very problematic in Italy and Spain, and we expect the result of the first quarter less than last year, but in line with our budget. In line with our budget is also the cost of sales, so it is better than the budget, the result of the first line of product margin, and this line also with the budget, the results of India, and over the budget is United States, and over the budget Germany, Benelux, France, and Greece. So we proceed in this way. We all the system of management that we have put in place assure to us quality and cost reduction strategy.
Now, thank you. We are pleased to open the Q&A session.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Good evening, good afternoon, everyone. I would have a few questions. The first one is regarding the Italian two-wheel market. Let's start saying that in January the market decreased by 36%. I was wondering what's your projection on the Italian market, also on the back of the introduction of the incentives. The second question is regarding the United States. The net sales increase was quite impressive. Do you have an expectation, a projection to give us for 2009? And the third question is regarding the break-even point. I was wondering if you can give us some indication in terms of break-even point for motorcycle and scooter segment. Thank you.
Okay, I will reply to you on the first two questions. We expected a very good impact from the government's bonus. We have put in place a very heavy promotion campaign, and we have to decide to increase this government bonus with the other company bonus. And we have decided especially to help our customer on financial point of view. In other terms, what we offer to our customer through a radio campaign, through the newspaper campaign, is that we are able to anticipate the bonus on the moment of the sales, and so we offer to our customer the opportunity, not only in terms of economic point of view, but also from the finance point of view. The campaign is already in place. I hope that you are able to listen to this by radio. It's already in place on newspaper. It's already in place by region by region campaign to our dealer. We expected some results in March, but I want to say that we know that it's very welcome, and we expected the good results on that. This is not only for the two-wheeler, but is in the also for the four-wheeler, especially for electrical application and the gas application. Regarding la seconda domanda era? U.S. Okay, U.S., we started in the first 2 months with extraordinary results from the scooter point of view, so especially from the Vespa point of view. The flavor of our sales organization in United States is very positive, and we believe that the results will be positive for all the year. It's difficult to say now to say how we will increase if we are able to keep the same trend of the first 2 months, or we have or registered a sort of slowdown in the summer, in particularly by the end of the year. But anyway, everybody is very positive, and we expected a very unexpected result from United States for scooter, for Vespa especially, and also for the three-wheeler that especially sales on California and in Miami and the New York area.
Okay, thank you very much. Excuse me, is it possible to know the growth rate over the first 2 months in the United States?
Okay.
Hello?
We check the number to give you exactly the result.
Okay, thanks.
The
break-even point.
The break-even point. It's important also to consider that now we are focusing, we are managing the markets in terms of geographic areas, so that our commercial managers are responsible for the achievement of a global margin coming from the overall sales. But apart from this, it is important to consider that the
Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, not at all.
Hello?
Okay, now it's better. Thanks.
Yeah. I was telling that the gross margin for the company is around 30%. This margin, which takes into account all the direct costs, is improving since the beginning of last year. And we are going on this way also in the 09, so that
fact, we are lowering the break-even point level for both motorcycle and engines. Of course, the profitability for scooters is higher than the one for the motorcycle, also because there is a different life cycle position for the two segments. Anyway, we also made an exercise, let's say an exercise for the 08 balance sheet. You know that we are forced to consider an impairment test in order to confirm the values that are in the balance sheet. And I can tell you that the room we have before considering any impact in terms of level of sales under the break-even is very far from the figures that we have in mind currently for this year and the next ones.
About
the United States...
the increase that we have registered in the first 2 months is 70% more.
70%, okay.
Yeah, but please consider that 2 points. Number one is we are not... I don't want to say and want to give to you the feeling that we expected 70% for the year.
Okay.
This is a starting point. It's very positive, but 70% is a big number anyway, you know.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, your question, please.
Yes, good evening. I would like to have an idea of you know how you see the market in Europe at the start of the year, and you know what sort of you know when do you believe that you know things could improve, and what could really be the driver for improvement in the market as a whole, please.
Well, I hope that probably I was not be able to give you our. Our organization. We have Piaggio today have a global organization, and we have a different market. We have a European market, we have a Asia market, United States market, and we have a very different product family. So when we consider the flow of the different market, we consider this by area. But we consider also this on the consolidated base. So when we look our figure on the consolidated base, we see problem in Italy and Spain. We see a good improvement in Germany, in Benelux, in France, in Greece. We see a good improvement on the importer area. We see a good improvement on India. We hope to see a good result in Vietnam, but we have not started again. And we see a tremendous improvement in the United States. Now, is how will be the next sales evolution? Area by area, I want to say that I think that Spain is very problematic. I think that Italy, the impact the government's incentive will be very positive, but it's difficult to say if this incentive will be able to change in a positive way the market trend. We see a good situation, a good trend for us, especially for us in the other country. We see the very good trend in India. Vietnam is just because we started now with a new huge organization. We are a little bit conservative to look that before to say the number. You want to see how is the impact of that market, and we see a good performance in the United States. Now, because Italy and Spain, the weight of these two countries on our sales is quite important. we want to see very prudent in this way, and to say that our sales for the total year will be no less of the sales of the last year. Naturally, even this, we have a big new product family on the way, despite the new light commercial vehicle, despite the hybrid technology, and despite the new plant in Vietnam. So the thing that we, from the global, because we have this global organization, because we have this mix of products that give us some flexibility to manage the market in a different way by geographic and by products, we think that we have all the tools that give to us enough confidence to be able to resist and to, manage the difficulty of the Italian market and the Spain market.
Okay, so you're saying that you expect sales in line in 2009 with respect to 2008, basically thanks to the United States, perhaps India, and some greater resilience than we can currently see on the European market.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Olivier Monoyer from Fortis Investment. Mr. Monoyer, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. Actually, my first point is more like a housekeeping issue, but it seems that every time I listen to a conference call, I always get the press release and the slides after the call, which is obviously not very helpful in terms of following what we're saying. So I don't know if I'm unlucky or, if it's a more global issue, but would be greatly appreciated if you could take that into consideration. And the second thing is, I think last year you had sort of a EBITDA margin target for 2009 and 2010, as well as targets in terms of where you see net debt for both those years. Can you clarify whether those still hold for next year and the next? I appreciate it's a very tough environment, but can you give some sort of color there on both the EBITDA margin and the net debt? Thank you.
So for the first question, I apologize for the slide. As far as I know, the slide should have been on our investor website just 1 minute before the beginning of the conference call. For the second answer, I hand on Mr. Parottini.
No, you're asking some important figures about the current and the next years. I have to inform you that we are currently managing the process inside the company in order to review the industrial three-year plan. With reference to the plan that we showed last year in May in Milan, and we are considering to have the new updated version by the end of May, and at that time we will be able to disclose being confident stronger than now the figures that we can forecast for the next 3 years.
Okay. May I ask if you can disclose how much you tend to spend in terms of capex or investment this year? Is it going to be a higher number than 2008? Or can you give it your plans there?
We. The normal level for capex in our group is around 90 million, more or less. Last year we had about 110 because we are completing important the important two strategic projects that we have in Vietnam and in India for the diesel engines new plant. So we are almost complete. We have almost completed the Vietnamese investment project, and we are considering to complete by the end of the current year the project in India, so that in the current year, we forecasted a total capex level around 100 million. But we are ready to review this plan, considering the evolution of the market scenario and the trend of our revenues, and so the trend of our cash flow, because the driver that we have in our mind is the debt level. So if we will be able, we will confirm the 100 million level, around 100 million for the current year. Otherwise, we will consider some delay in some minor investment projects.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a question on the inventory. I was wondering which level of inventory do you have at dealer level and also at company level, and if you are happy with that, or probably you would like to do some more destocking. And another question, just a clarification mainly. Did I hear correctly, Mr. Colaino, you were saying that in the motorbikes you were gaining market share, and was it referring to 2008 or to the first months of 2009? And last question, if I may. I was hearing a positive comment on the first months of 2009 in India, but I was looking at the market, which was down for the three-wheeler. So I was wondering if you can expand a little bit on that, and if your sales, which you are talking about, were increasing year on year, were flattish, were going down year on year. Thank you.
Well, regarding the stock of finished products, the stock of our dealer, we are more than happy, because our stock is going down related to the end of the year, and the sell-out is improved regarding the selling stock in order the selling of that. As you know, the season. The trend of the market season of the two-wheeler started from January and growing up on February and March, and then arrived to the maximum of June and July, and then it's going down again. So we are on the way to produce for our inventory to be ready to delivery to our customer during the period of the ramp of the sales. But anyway, with that, all this from stock of our dealer and the house stock at the end of this, we are quite happy, because in order to the how we have managed the Cassa Integrazione by the end of the last year and the beginning of this year allowed to us to keep in balance this type of the two stock that is very important for the sales market. Regarding the three-wheeler, I said before, India registered that on January and February a very good sales, and especially on February they're beginning to growing up in line with the budget, and especially on the three and the four-wheeler, especially on the four-wheeler. The feeling of our people in India is quite positive, and the feeling of the market also is quite positive. Naturally, as you know, when we are going through a thunderbolt or like that, and the volatility of the market, we want to say also some other months in order to confirm that the trend is very positive. Is a positive, is better than last year. But the feeling of our sales and the feeling of our people in India is quite positive, and the result of the first month. And in March, the order that we have on the pocket is on the positive trend and is better than last year.
And if I may, on the motorbikes, if I understand correctly, you said...
Oh, yeah. Motorbike is very important because we have registered a market share on 2008 in line with our market share of the budget. And we have registered on the first 2 months of the year better than the last year, same month, in terms of market share.
Okay, so 2008 market share was in line with your budget, but... Was it growing or going
growing,
down?
Growing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, your question, please.
And good afternoon to everybody. I just would like to have more details on the incentives in Italy and how this could affect your new MP3 hybrid that will be launched, because I've seen that the region of Lombardy is pushing for this kind of product. Do you expect this trend in other municipalities in Italy or even other countries, and what could be the impact for this kind of products? And the second question on the, if you can give us some indication on the trend in Europe for January and February. And the last one, could you give us an indication on your margins in 2009 in terms of level at EBITDA level? Thank you.
Look, to respond to your question, I want that say that we have to consider this question on two different phases. First one, from electrical application and the gas application, and we're talking about the light commercial vehicle. The incentive of the government is quite positive and quite high. When you talk about the hybrid, you have to consider it is a plug-in or not plug-in. As you know, Toyota and Honda use an hybrid that means they use the thermic engine, the electrical engine, all the time. So in other terms, they cannot use only electrical engine. So hybrid in this context is not considered as a plug-in electrical product. Our products instead, and it is very advanced regarding to Toyota and the Honda technology, we can use this only with electrical engine, and also combine electrical and thermic engines. So we are on the sector of the plug-in products. We are discussing now with the Minister of Industry to consider the hybrid technology, the Piaggio hybrid technology, on the same terms and condition of electrical products. On the first contact that we have on the way that this would be considered as a plug-in products or electrical products. And this gives us the possibility to have a very high incentive that I think, I don't remember now exactly the number, but is twice, at least twice or three times what is the two-wheeler incentive.
About the European trend for the market in January, February, I think that we already said some consideration before, we already talked something before, you consider that the, for the Italian market, as you know from the official statistics, the figures were very low before the launch of the government incentives, because the decrease was around 40%. Now things are changing, and we are facing some important upside, but it's too early to consider the real impact. So we have to expect the end of the first quarter. In Europe, the average trend is around 10%, the rest of Europe around 10% lower than last year, with some different situations in the various countries, because Spain in particular is going on a strong decrease for the whole economy, and other countries are registering some positive performance. But I repeat, it is necessary to wait for the end of the first quarter in order to better understand the market evolution. About the EBITDA level for the 09, we have our budget. We are following the path in order to achieve that. And as Mr. Colanino talked before, at the moment we are confident to achieve the target of our budget.
Colanino again, I want to confirm you some data that is there given to me right now. From March 1st, the Ministero dell'Ambiente gave 1,300 euro for hybrid scooter that is twice than the normal the normal scooter incentive.
Okay, just a follow-up on this issue. I've seen that the Lombardy region gives an additional 2,000 euros for each MP3 hybrid-like scooter. I didn't understand whether you're discussing for potential higher incentives on a national basis.
Well, we are very happy. We know about the Lombardia solution. Naturally, as I mentioned to you before, because our product is considered as electrical product, so it's considered the family of the plug-in product, we are discussing with the Minister of Industry, Ministero dell'Ambiente, to consider the incentive, the Lombardia incentive for all the country. I don't know if we're able to achieve that or not. But we are in discussion.
And do you have an expectation in terms of units of MP3 sold?
No, absolutely not, because this depends to many things, including what is, as you know, this kind of products will be able to drive on each in the green light, in the city green light. But we have in discussion also many other possibilities to use this kind of products and to circulate this kind of products in the zone where it's not allowed for the other one. Naturally, as you understand, is a limit of this product is the possibility to have electricity column in order to have a recharge of the battery. Our products have 20, if you use just electrical engine, you have a 20 kilometer range. And you can, when you use the electrical and the gasoline combined, you can recharge this, but you need to do about 80 kilometers of that. The time of recharge, if you plug in, is 2 hours. So, in order to have, just Florence, for instance, has a very deeply infrastructure allowed the people to charge electrical side on the way. So this is a new market, and I think that after this consideration and the impact of the market, we will see what happens. For your information, we launched these products on June.
Montanari, I'm sorry to announce that we have time only for one more question. Okay. If there are no more questions, I thank you for attending our conference call, and I will be, as usual, available for any additional clarification. Thank you.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.